Hey, everybody. I know I'm late. I apologize for that. But I had a little bit of a technical issue. This is S. Anthony Thomas. It's the S. Anthony Thomas Show. You know what? Everybody talks about how important family is, and I agree with that. But I'm not just talking about the kind of family that you're talking about. Let's talk about the family that you have at home. I'm talking about all your families, all your families. You have a work family. You have an elevator family. You have a going to the store family. You have a gym family. And I realize I have a gym family. Now, the thing is, with a gym family, it doesn't necessarily mean that you talk to them all the time. Maybe you say hello. Maybe every once in a while you're on the same machine or you're trading on the machine and you have a little bit of conversation with them. But the thing is, when that happens, just like with a regular family, occasionally your schedule will be a little bit off, right? And I remember I was at part of the 6 o'clock to 7:30 family at the gym. And for some reason, I couldn't go to the gym. What was that reason? Because that was the time that my exterminator comes once a month. So I got up a little bit later than I normally would. And I go to the gym. And what happens? I see the people that are there after 7:30. And they were some pretty nice people. They were more talkative. I didn't think that the people early were bad, but the people in the 7:30 group were very, very talkative, were very, very fun. And there were a lot of ridiculously attractive women showing up at 7:30. And I started to feel a little bit guilty. Now, why did I feel guilty? Because there was a part of me that started doing the math. I could sleep a little longer. There's lots of wonderfully beautiful women there. Now, I'm not going to stare at them. I'm not going to creep at them. I'm not even going to hit at them. I'm going to put my eyes out of the way so as not to look at the women. But I know they're there. And I started to feel guilty. I felt guilty the same way a guy would feel guilty if you just started dating someone. Maybe you haven't even laid down together yet, but you know it's heading that way, or you just started laying down together. And all of a sudden, some ridiculously attractive person starts hitting on you, right? You haven't even had that conversation with the person that you're dating that you're going to be exclusive yet. For all you know, they're dating someone else. And this ridiculously attractive person is all up in your face. Not only are they in your face, they're making it really, really clear that they want to be with you. Oh, yeah. And making it clear that you're not going to have to go on too many dates to them. Ooh, wait a minute. Ooh. But in real life, you realize, no, I've already invested a little bit in this person and they're fantastic. And just because this person looks great, I'm not going to dump the person that I already like. I mean, it's not like I don't find them ridiculously attractive as well, right? So I'm not going to do that. So when your interpersonal life, in your dating life, in your romantic life, in your married life, you don't do it. It may even be a fleeting thought. You may just think, hey, that person looks great. And then you go back to your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, right? But this is gym. This is the gym time. And the 6 o'clock people, they don't talk that much. But the 7:30 people talk a lot. Oh, yeah, right? And I heard some guys as I was walking out of the gym who are not as nice as me, because I go out of my way at the gym not to be ogling the women there. I look away. I close my eyes when I'm doing my sets. I make it a point to stare at the television, even though I know in my peripheral vision, there's a woman who is probably several of the most beautiful human beings that have ever walked the planet, wearing tight spandex outfits with their stomach showing with tank tops on and they're dripping with sweat. And I make it a point to not even look. Now, if they happen to walk where I'm already looking, and before you accuse me, I don't put my gaze at the front door going, oh, wait a minute, I just happen to be staring at the door, and you all have to walk out the door, so I'll have at least 7 or 8 seconds to look at your sweaty buttocks. No, I look in a way where there's not a lot of traffic. Right? Granted, I do hope that they do walk into where I'm looking already. I mean, I would immediately move my head to not look away, but there'll be at least 1 second of looking. Don't judge me. Shut up. But back to those two dudes. And they're outside. And I realize they're having the same conversation outwardly, which was inner dialogue on me. The inner dialogue you just heard. But these guys were even more blatant. They were blatant. I shouldn't say more blatant because I wasn't blatant. They were double blatant, quadruple blatant, quintuple blatant, or whatever comes after quintuple. They were that blatant. Yeah, I said it. Heard them talking.
Hey, man. I normally come here a little earlier than this, but man, you gotta see the women that come in here, Jack. You gotta see these women. Yeah, man, I saw these girls, man. There was one girl. One girl was a whole bunch of girls, man. There was this one girl, man. And there was another girl that was in here.
And they were talking and talking and talking and talking. Right? And these are the kind of guys that make it bad for everybody else. Because these guys are, in fact, on the border of gym creepiness. These are the kind of guys that if they go to the gym on chest day or leg day, right, they'd go in there and all of a sudden they'd see one of the women that I had just described to you in the tight outfits, the outfits that I make it my point not to look at because I don't want to be a gym creep. These guys would automatically change their workout schedule. Well, I'm not supposed to be on this machine today, but she's also doing squats in front of the machine. And even though I'm probably going to risk injury by working out again when this is supposed to be a rest day, I'm going to now get on this machine and stay here working on this particular muscle group as long as she's squatting in front of me. Right? And dudes really think that ladies don't know that you're just working on the machine to have an opportunity to stare at their buttocks. Right? You think they don't know that they're women. They're getting hit on all the time, especially these women who look like they should be starring in an R&B group or a rock band because they look that great. Trying to be slick. Right? But back to the family situation. I realize that my 7:30 family at the gym is full of people like this, women like that, right? And like I said, I don't and won't be a gym creep. And I also felt kind of dirty, right? Because the next day my alarm goes off. Beep, beep. Okay, my alarm's actually louder than that. My alarm is actually a rooster crowing. Because that's annoying as heck and it will wake me up. And I make sure my phone's on the other side of the room so I can't reach up and hit the snooze button. And I look at the clock. 6. Oh. Yeah. Take a quick washy showery. Clothes are already ready and ready to be pulled off the back of the chair. Slipped on my newly cleaned body. To roll off to the gym and see my non-talking, no hot women sweaty time. Because when I go there, it's a bunch of dudes. And there's a dilemma. Because they're pleasant people to talk to, the little bit of talking we do. Right? I don't owe them anything. Right? But I also know that if I switch my gym time, will I be switching my gym time because I need more sleep? Or will I switch my gym time because there's literally so many gorgeous women around that even if I move my head away to not be a gym creep with some other women, that there will always be another one over there? And I sat there in the chair, trying to decide what is my motivation. Cause I'm looking at my phone and there's a part of me that wants to change my alarm to the time that makes me part of the 7:30 crew. Is it wrong? Is it right? What is my motivation? Should I do it? And I spent so much time contemplating it that, well, as it turns out today, I have to be part of the 7:30 crew because I fell asleep in a chair. And don't judge me. So I go to the gym and I'm going, there's no way in the world that these same people are going to be. And yes, it is. The same people. But I realize I shouldn't feel guilty. Why is that? Because I make it a point to not look at the women in a lustful way. I make it a point to look at the TV, to look at the ground, to look at the device that I'm working on at the time. And if I'm working out, I make it a point, if I can, if it doesn't affect anything, to close my eyes while I do the working out. I do not, absolutely do not want to wind up in one of those videos where a woman is recording herself and I just happen to sweep my face by and her bottom is right there and my eyes sweep across the bottom and then there's a freeze frame. Look at this guy right here. He ain't working out. He's just here to look at my buttocks. What a gym creep, right? And all of a sudden I wake up in the morning and I have enough of an online presence where people would know it was me. And they'd be like, yo, S. Anthony's over there looking at butts at the gym. I thought he was a nice dude. Oh, man. I can't believe he's there. We're going to call him S. Anthony Booty Looker. We're going to call him Booty Looker. Hey, Booty Looker. Boob Looker. And I don't need that crap. Granted, it's probably wound up in a Joey Swole video where he would go, hey, this guy was just working out. You mean to tell me he can't work out on this machine and he turns his head to the left and you just happen to be standing there and you think he's looking at your buttocks? No, he's a guy trying to get back in shape. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should not have that camera in the gym in the first place. In fact, the fact that you try to embarrass this really, really smooth, incredibly funny, super talented, incredibly cute man. Okay, maybe wouldn't say that part, but this is my podcast. I say what I want. Shut up. Back to the story. You should be ashamed of yourself. Mind your own business. Do better. And I hope the gym kicks you out for showing video of that really cute, smart, intelligent, super talented, genius podcaster and genius comedian, genius everything guy. And he wouldn't say that part either, but yeah, shut up. Back to me. But I was thinking about it, should I switch to the 730 crew? There is the benefit, the actual benefit of getting a bit more sleep, right? And my motivation for going a little later, literally, without joking, no joking here, is literally to get a little more sleep, and it's not to go there for the women, right? So when I think about it, I should not feel bad because once again, I make it a point to not stare at the women and to absolutely concentrate on what I'm doing. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix in some 7:30s or 7 o'clocks or whatever. Right. I mean, what would you do? Right? You start off with a gym family. It's not the greatest gym family. They're just kind of there. You go to the next gym family. They're nicer. There's a lot of beautiful women there and everything's cool. Right? You get like an extra hour of sleep or so. Right? So that's not wrong, right? Once again, I do not look at the women. I legitimately do not look at the women. All kidding aside. You know. Let's be honest. When you go to the gym, a lot of people are afraid to go to the gym because they're afraid people are going to be mean to them. They're going to say nasty things to them. They're going to give them bad looks. And basically, for the most part, no one's really paying attention to you when you go to the gym. Nobody says anything to you either way. You just go in there. You do your thing. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty chill. Every gym that I've been to that I've ever worked out in, even when I was in really bad shape, nobody said anything weird to me. Nobody looked at me in a weird way. So if you're listening to this and you're considering going to the gym, just realize for the most part, like I'm 99.9% sure no one's going to say anything negative to you. No one's going to treat you bad. No one's going to bully you. So if you want to go to the gym, just go and make sure you go consistently. And stop eating so much crap, because you wind up. I still remember this. I still remember I was going to the gym when I was younger, right in the beginning, And this is so stupid. I would literally go to the gym. I bust my behind on the gym. Yeah. You look at the machines. You go, yeah, I burned off 750 calories in this. Yeah, Jack, this is going to be a good. I'm going to lose weight real quick. Then you drive out of the parking lot. And I drove about 5 blocks. And in that 5 blocks was a Popeyes, a Wendy's. And I pulled right into Burger King and hooked it up. Glub, 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 grub, grub, grub. And drove home. And I'm going, man, I burned off all these calories 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. And I ain't losing any weight. This is some bull stuff. And I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't even factor into the equation that the amount of calories that I had burned at the gym was 700, right? But the amount of calories I had ingested right after the workout was 1,100. So basically, I'm going to the gym, and instead of creating a calorie deficit, I was plus 400. So I'm going, I'm busting my behind to lose this weight. So I, you know, and now all of a sudden I'm like, how did I gain 3 pounds? I'm going to the gym. Cause you went right to Burger King and McDonald's or Wendy's or Popeyes or whatever that crap is and completely negated 60 to 75 to 90 minutes of a hard sweat dripping body beating workout stuff with your punk self. So what I'm saying is you gotta do both, my friends. You gotta drink the water. You gotta work out. You gotta create a calorie deficit. Talk to somebody who knows how you're supposed to eat and talk to somebody who knows how you're supposed to work out and talk to somebody who knows what you need to do. Okay. Cause if you do that, you'll be in good shape, but don't do what young me did. Work out like a madman and then completely ruin it. Man, I ain't lose no weight. Man, but this Whopper with cheese is good. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. These two apple pies are fantastic. Let me get that shake. Oh, man. This is some bull stuff. Why ain't I losing weight? What a dumbass. Man, never mind. Wait a minute. I'm talking about me. I could call myself dopey. Young me, you were an idiot. Okay, folks, this show is over. Do me a favor, my friends. If you love this show, and you do me a favor, okay? Subscribe to this show. You know, if you're on Spotify, follow this show. If you're on some other podcatcher, subscribe to this show. Rate and review this podcast on whatever podcatcher you're listening on. I would appreciate that, my friends, okay? Tell a friend about the podcast. If you see me online somewhere, repost or reblog my crap. Okay. Re-whatever it is. Okay. And, to make it easy, if you want to find my presence online, instead of rattling off a bunch of websites or anything, my name is S. Anthony Thomas. So just Google my name, S. Anthony Thomas, and all my crap will show up, okay? So if you see some stuff you like, follow it and tell other people, okay? Much love to you. Thanks for coming back, my friends, and I'll see you next time. Take care.